single man song after Al Purdy. After he makes love to himself, the not quite middle-aged single man listens to his sigh sail to the end of the room. With pants around his ankles and wearing a gray wool sweater she called his rat suit, he peers at his cock's sad pug head and returns to the Kraft dinner he has been eating with a ladle, astonished and a little frightened by his immense freedom. He pulls up his pants and walks out the door in his rat's royal robes, taking glee in his ignorance of not knowing the precise nature of his fashion crime, only surely he has committed one, if not several, and is free to get away with them. As he clashes down Queen Street, the oak leaves applaud him and laugh at his jokes. "I am myself again," he sings into the wind. Not that she would have stopped him from wearing that sweater, of course, only told him the truth, that he looked bad. Freedom, it now occurs to him, is no one caring what you look like. At home, he imagines someone watches him, for imagining otherwise is unbearable. He cannot call this witness God. Instead, thinks of himself as being on a TV show, though maybe a TV show watched by God, where he is a lovable sort of man for wearing such an ugly sweater, but knows now its magic was contained in her dislike for it, in the way she gave so much thought to what he did, and sometimes hated what he did, and loved him never any less for it. And while only the day before he took relief in draping his sweater over the sofa arm and flinging his underwear to the four corners of the earth, he now hangs his rat suit carefully in the closet, and the scratching of the hanger's wire stem sliding along the aluminum is a chime, bringing him to a moist day in April that felt like November, where despite her protests, he bought the sweater for the change in his pocket. He only said then that he liked it, not that he pictured clear as the day before him a widow in a time of war, knitting the sweater's basket weave in a cabin where a doe slows by the window and stretches her small mouth to a bird feeder half full of rain, and her slender legs are momentary sundials, but all of this goes unseen by the woman as she draws the needles together and now pulls them apart in a time and place where what mattered most was staying warm.